If you live in Tulik'sak, you can pack water from a hole in the frozen Kuskokwim River. It's about 2 miles from town. You'll need a vehicle. If that's a snow machine or ATV, you'll need a sled. And be careful of wolves. They've been spotted near the village lately. Plan for about a 45-minute round trip. And you'll want an ice pick. But Henry Peters had gone missing, so he had to gamble on an open hole.
Actually, I'm quite fortunate. Somebody was there before me.
His gamble paid off.
And that was what I was hoping for.
It's a busy night on the river. Peter's there packing water after a shift at the store.
At least twice a week of hauling water back and forth.
He always packs enough water for his household of five, and usually extra for another family. Tonight, he's hauling 40 to 50 gallons. Peter goes the extra distance to the Kuskokwim River rather than the Tulik'sak River, which is closer to town. He doesn't trust water from the Tulik'sak.
I personally did get sick from drinking it before.
Elders Peter and Alina Gregory don't trust the Tulik'sak River either.
No, we won't drink that water.
Because of the mines up there that made it like really coffee with milk.
Elena is talking about the Nyack Mine, a former gold mine. It sits at the source of a main Tulik'sak tributary. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has said the river water is safe to drink when boiled, but most Tulik'sak residents say it makes them sick. Even so, residents without vehicles had to get water from the nearby Tulik'sak River after the water plant burned down. The Kuskokwim River was too far to pack water without one. During spring breakup, the Gregorys might also have to resort to packing Tulik'sak River water. Ice flows will likely make the Kuskokwim too dangerous to access. In the summer, they'll drink rainwater. The couple prefers natural water sources. They don't trust water treated with chemicals, like the water from the Tulik'sak School, where the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation installed a temporary water plant in early March. Tulik'sak resident Jared Peter doesn't mind the school water.
Granted, it smelled like chlorine, but it's better than drinking out of the river.
Peter helped to install the temporary water plant. It pipes up water from the Tulik'sak River, and some residents are skeptical of it.
But it's good enough to drink, even if I have to boil it.
Most people who get water from the school boil it before drinking it. They say the water coming from the plant is brown, and that once it settles, there's a layer of sediment at the bottom. The temporary water plant is only open for about 6 hours each day. That means people who work late, like Henry Peter, who we heard from hauling water earlier, aren't able to access it most days. Brian Lefferts oversees the YKHC department that installed the system. He says the water isn't supposed to be brown, and says that's likely because the operators weren't changing the filters often enough. Lefferts talked to the operators in mid-April about the issue.
Since they've changed those, it's making good, clear water again.
When breakup comes, they'll have to pull the system out of the river, wait for the ice to clear, and then reinstall it on a floating dock. Leffert says that's an annual process for these systems.
And that's pretty typical for anybody that uses an intake system out in the river.
The community will have to prepare by filling their water storage tanks. There's another option for getting water in Tulik'sak. Residents can pick up donated bottled water from the Tulik'sak Native Community Office when it's open. But the supply is dwindling. The tribe has requested bottled water from the state of Alaska to carry them through breakup. Bottled water is also available at the store for around $60 a case. Tulik'sak was hoping to have its more consistent water source by now, a portable water plant from YKHC. It would provide more water in a more central location. But it was too heavy for the ice road this winter and is expected to be barged up in June. Reporting from Tulik'sak, I'm Olivia Eberts.